In this exercise, you're going to take the employee example from the last chapter and make it more modular. Split it into three files like we just did with the stack example. So you need to have a header file, which will define certain functions of things that you want to do with employee structures. Employee.c will have the definitions for those functions, and lab6.c will be a test program. Now, I'm giving you, as you'll see in the next two slides, employee.h and lab6.c, so you don't have to sit down and figure out, oh, what should I name my functions and how am I going to do this? All I really want you to do is to provide the function bodies for the functions in employee.c. So take a look at the next slide. You'll see employee.h, and I'd like you to do employee.c and implement those functions. Now, in order for this to work, you're going to have some private data. Again, similarly like we did in the stack example. You want to have an array of employee structures defined privately inside of employee.c.